Former President Trump slams Biden's border policy, proposes solutions. By Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Former President Donald Trump criticized the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, calling it a disaster and laying out his plan to fix the situation. Trump highlighted the border security measures implemented during his presidency, claiming that the U.S. had the most secure border in U.S. history. Trump mentioned the detain and deport policy, which replaced the previous catch and release approach. He also emphasized Title 42, a policy that enabled the immediate expulsion of any illegal immigrants crossing the U.S. border. Trump argued that these policies effectively deterred potential border crossers and kept the border secure. However, Trump accused the Biden administration of dismantling these policies, leading to an increase in illegal immigration. He pointed to the termination of the Remain in Mexico policy and the reinstatement of catch and release. Furthermore, Trump warned of the impending removal of Title 42, predicting a massive influx of undocumented migrants and lawlessness in the United States. The former president called on Congress to immediately stop funding catch and release and ban the Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to settle illegal immigrants in the country. He argued that the U.S. cannot sustain the ongoing situation for another 2 years and urged immediate action. Trump concluded his statement by pledging that, upon taking office again in January 2025, he would secure the border and remove illegal immigrants that he claims were unlawfully allowed entry by the Biden administration. This article is based on a video released by former President Donald Trump and circulated by his son Don Jr. through Telegram.